It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings announced this afternoon that the city will join the legal fight to stop the state's so-called Sanctuary Cities Bill. San Antonio and Austin announced last week they're suing the state. Senate Bill 4 allows officers to question the immigration status of people. It also punishes officials who don't cooperate with federal immigration agents. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law last month. It's scheduled to go into effect September 1st. In a statement, the Dallas mayor says the bill is unconstitutional and would infringe upon the city's ability to protect public safety. Meanwhile, the nation's premier immigration attorney conference is boycotting Texas because of the law. The American Immigration Lawyers Association, a group of attorneys who represent immigrants, announced today it's canceling its 2018 conference in Grapevine. The organization's president said members expressed the desire not to spend money in the state. The annual conference had been planned for Grapevine since 2011. A North Texas legislator is apologizing after being arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. Democrat Victoria Niave of Dallas posted a videotaped apology on Facebook this afternoon.
Last night, I disappointed my family, my constituents, my supporters. I disappointed myself. I'm deeply sorry. I'm so grateful that no one was hurt. I will accept full responsibility for my actions. And we'll work to make this right.
Dallas police late last night found Niave after a car slammed into a tree in Lakewood. She was arrested on a misdemeanor intoxicated driving charge. She was booked early this morning into the Dallas County Jail and released on $500 bond. Dallas Democratic lawmaker Rafael Anchia says he spoke with Niave today.
And look, she's real forthright and direct, and if she needs to take responsibility for something, she will, because that's just the kind of person she is. She's an incredible talent.
Niave represents Texas House District 107, which includes parts of Dallas, Mesquite, and Garland. Whether we admit it or not, most of us care about our social standing, and new research shows that there's a good reason to focus on our popularity. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with psychologist Mitch Prinstein about the link between popularity and health.
We spend so much money and time focused on things like the dieting industry and exercise, but it turns out that it's popularity that has the biggest impacts on our health. There's some really cool new research that shows that for those that are socially excluded, or any times we even think about losing our relationships, it actually changes the expression of our DNA. Our DNA turns on and starts to produce a system-wide inflammatory response. And that might have made sense back when we were cave people, but right now it's leading to a whole lot of inflammatory diseases. In fact, there's research that shows that the health risks associated with being unpopular, the only thing as strong as a predictor of harmful outcomes is smoking. That's how powerful popularity is.
Mitch Prinstein is the author of Popular, The Power of Likeability in a Status-Obsessed World. This episode of Think airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Every 4 years, the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition in Fort Worth challenges each pianist with a brief new work they must play in public. It's a challenge for the composer, too, who hopes to write a work that's technically demanding while offering room for individual interpretation. For the first time, the Cliburn commissioned a composer outside the U.S., and KERA's Bill Zeebel spoke to him about hearing his piece performed 30 times at the competition.
56-year-old Canadian Marc-André Hamelin is best known as a concert pianist. He started lessons as a youngster and almost simultaneously felt the urge to compose.
Even from the very beginning, when I started lessons at the age of 5, I mean, I would scribble notes on whatever manuscript paper was lying around, you know, because my dad was a very good amateur pianist, and he had scores which I saw and which I just looked at boggle-eyed, you know, and I tried to do the same thing.
Hamelin calls himself an occasional composer. He's not in it to become the next Rachmaninoff or Prokofiev. In their day, both were known as top pianists and composers.
I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing compositionally at the level that I'm doing, and I'm not really aspiring for anything greater, like writing symphonies or concerti. I couldn't. I am not one of those people whose head is just brimming with ideas and themes and whatever.
Hamelin's work for the Cliburn is based on a French tune about 500 years old.
L'homme,
Hamlin adapted that work to make his new piece. It's called Toccata on La Marmée, and it's a 5-minute perpetual motion finger buster. Russian competitor Sergei Belyavsky likes the Toccata, especially compared to other contest works he's had to memorize.
I had an experience to play many obligatory pieces for the competitions, and I would say this is the best. Usually it's something like very, very strange, and like I remember like Japanese obligatory piece for Hamamatsu competition, which was awful, like really. Weird contemporary Japanese music, like I don't understand that.
Contestant Yuri Favorin from Russia likes Hamlin's piece too, even though it's hard on his hands, it's so fast.
It's entertaining music. It sounds really, how to say, delicious in some parts. And, I think it's good for the audience as well.
Hamlin's Toccata is an almost non-stop, at times furious run of variations with tonal infusions of contemporary and even jazz harmonies. After the competition ends, some players even plan to put it in their own recitals. That's about as good as it gets for Hamlin, after hearing it during the competition.
Too many of these pieces that are written specifically for competitions have been totally ephemeral, and they just have no life outside a competition. So many composers have works that they'll never hear. They're not even fortunate enough to have a first performance. I'm going to have 30. It's fantastic, you know. I'm never going to be able to top that, I think. And it's a dream, really, for any composer.
Hamlin also gets to help judge the performances because he's among the 9 jury members. He can't talk to the players or even other judges about the Toccata until the competition's over. The pianist deemed to be the best interpreter of the new work wins $5,000. That winner will be announced Saturday when all the prizes are awarded. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
The 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition received nearly 300 applicants for this year's competition. That's quite a jump from the last event. About 150 were selected for live screening auditions in London, Hanover, Budapest, Moscow, Seoul, New York, and Fort Worth. 30 pianists from 15 countries have been competing in Fort Worth, the Cliburn competition, in Saturday. Catch up on our coverage of the Cliburn at artandseek.org. And coming up tomorrow, more than 60 feature films and shorts will play this week's Oak Cliff Film Festival. Our big screen team previews the event with one of its founders and a North Texas director showing his newest film this weekend. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. And a programming note, former FBI Director James Comey is scheduled to testify tomorrow morning before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. We'll hear live NPR coverage of the testimony starting at 9 a.m. here on KERA 90.1. You can also watch a live stream of Comey's testimony on our website at keranews.org. Partly cloudy skies expected later tonight. There's a slight chance of showers with a low around 67. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with the high near 90. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 20% chance of storms with a low around 69. It's about 90 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.